does on Wednesdays at about 10:20 a.m. But thank you to Brian Bulaga for sticking around, sharing his insights. Great conversation. Excellent question by you, Tausch, asking who has the most to prove in training camp for the coming season. Because it's got the YouTube dwellers talking in the ESPN Madison YouTube comments section. Also have some text coming in on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talk and text line. So two names that are coming up and being discussed in the comments here on YouTube. Lucas Van Ness,
yep,
and Rashawn Gary.
Lucas Van Ness was my answer. I couldn't get it in edgewise because you two are...
Right, that's exactly how that happened.
That is, to me, the big question mark, because third-year jump. Is he going to be inside? Is he going to be outside? I really think him and Rashawn Gary are a big reason why there's a new D-line coach. And I don't think they went and said, we need a new D-line coach. I think they thought, we want to see more. We want to see more versatility and moves. And it can't just be me strong, me bull you over. And I feel like that's part of some of the issues, maybe in not being slippery, not having some counter moves. And I said when Green Bay drafted Lucas Van Ness, you know, he's an Iowa guy. Aaron Kampman really worked at developing hand swipes and different things because Aaron was strong. I think Lucas Van Ness was stronger than Aaron Kampman. And Aaron Kampman just went into the Packer Hall of Fame. He was a great player for Green Bay. Lucas Van Ness, that floor was always going to be, I'm long and I'm strong. Now what am I going to do? And that, to me, he has to prove. You know, I saw some of the videos. He's like wiping bags and doing all this stuff. That's cute. Let's see it in training camp. And I think he, because there is going to be, you know, Carl Brooks, you have guys that are there, Kenny Clark. There's going to be some guys that you're trying to continue to work and find, are they going to be our pass rush guys? Because the big question is, when you're playing the Detroits and the Minnesotas and the teams that have good offensive lines, can we create pressure with four? That is the key, and I think Lucas Van Ness needs to show during training camp he's evolved in that. I think he, but the Jordan Morgan answer is great too. Both guys, first-round picks, maybe haven't gotten where they need to be with the expectations that came with that pick.
At least one person agrees with me, or at least doesn't totally disagree with me on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line, 844-770-3776. Our guy Eric in Green Bay. I agree. I think Banksy has a ton to prove if he wants to be a Packer by this time next year. He could easily be replaced by someone younger and cheaper. Not a bad take by Jesse.
No, it's a bad take. And Eric, I like Eric. He is a very great fan of our show, so I'm not going to disparage him. I will disparage him by disparaging you.
Thanks.
And Aaron Banks,
noble of you.
Yes, he could stink and not play. That's not what's going to happen. He is going to be a solid player. He has not been to Pro Bowls. He's not an All-Pro. He was brought in because he's big and he's strong, and I think Green Bay looked at last season as they didn't get enough in the interior, and I really think Josh Myers was a part of it. There was too much leakage in the middle of their offensive line, in the run game and in the pass game, with different stunts and too much pressure in Jordan Love's face. That's what I believe happened. If he solidifies that and is a good, solid starter, people are going to be happy. And I know, well, the price tag. The price is what the price is. That's what it took to bring him in. He is going to provide what they're looking for. And if he's not, then maybe you guys are going to be right. But as we sit here right now, what does he have to prove? He proved what he had to prove last season. That's why he got the contract that he got. He's going to come in and he's going to do what he does. We know who he is. We don't know who Lucas Van Ness is, and we don't know who Jordan Morgan is. That's what proving yourself is about, not this.
Coming up next, some national commentary on Jordan Love. And I think the more you think about it, the more interesting it is to hear. We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, Tausch, a lot of Quick Trips that you passed on your way down here to Fort Atkins.
Quick Trip got me a little cup of mud this morning and this summer. Are you ready to climb to the top? Gear up for the Quick Trip Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Every sip gets you closer to the summit, and from now through August 17th. You can play every day for free right in the Quick Rewards app. Score bonus plays with every eligible item you grab, like an ice-cold Pepsi. Many, many other opportunities. Pair any of those with hot food, and you can earn two bonus plays every week. The cash prize climbs by $5,000, stacking higher and higher until that top prize of $250,000. So get climbing now in the Quick Rewards app. Quick Trips Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Your summer, your climb, your win. You don't even have to purchase anything. But if you did, what kind of great deals do we got going right now? 99 cents Quickery White Bread. Nature's Touch Ice Cream. This is a tricky one for me. Love their Nature's Touch Ice Cream. You can buy one pint for $3.99. Okay, that's a good deal. Mm-hmm. But you get another one free. So you buy one for $3.99, you get another one free. They also have Kitchen Cravings Bacon Wrap Pork Loins for $5. Life is busy and Quick Trip gets it. Head on down. Remember to download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of all that Quick Trip has to offer, like Quick Rewards on every purchase and ordering ahead. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time. And I thought I took a nice picture last night with the Wilde and Tausch sign out at the Sun Prairie Youth Complex. And right next to it, Quick Trip. Said, what a great pairing. There you go.
Couldn't have drawn it up any better on the outfield wall. Love it. We'll talk about Jordan Love and some national commentary on taking a step forward this season. It's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever.
Wilde and Tausch from Jones Market, Jones Dairy Farm in Fort Atkinson. Open to the public now, 10 to 5:30 today. We see some patrons going. He's got some delicious ice cream he's walking out here with. As we're in the ice cream parlor section, but there's ice cream, there's cheese curds, and of course there's bacon and sausage and the delicious market open for lunch. Brunch options available. There's a breakfast burrito that looks like it's to die for. So good. Come on, I'm giving you the eyes again.
Dude, you got creepy bacon eyes, which is it's a weird combo. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm torn because obviously I love the bacon. I'm going to love the cheese curds. But your eyes looking at me describing it makes me uncomfortable. And I don't get uncomfortable that often.
Bacon. Homer is coming up next. Before we get to Homer, let's get to Booger McFarland. I know what you were thinking this morning, Tausch. What does Booger McFarland have to say about Jordan Love?
Did I think that?
I think you were. Okay. Here is what he said on NFL Live, where they had a lot of NFC North conversation yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know if when we talk about a step back, I think we need to talk about the step forward, because that's where he needs to go. Because he's been given his money. They continue to go out and surround him with weapons. They took Matthew Golden from Texas in the first round, who ran 4.29, so a lot of speed. You're going to get Christian Watson back at some point. They got a plethora of wide receivers. So at what point, if you're Jordan Love, can you continue to take that next step? Matt LaFleur, one of the better play callers in the National Football League. So if I were him, I wouldn't be concerned about a step back. How can you continue to take the step forward? Because that's where your pay says you need to be, and that's where the team says you need to be in order for them to take the next step.
All right, so that was Booger McFarland on NFL Live yesterday on ESPN. And I teased going into this saying that commentary is going to seem basic when you first hear it. And I think the more you think about it, the more depth there is to the conversation.
Tell me the depth.
Instead of
worrying.
Because
I honestly, as he was talking, I was thinking no blank blank.
And I knew you were going to say that.
It's good.
Worrying more about taking a step forward instead of taking a step back. A lot of the narrative around the Green Bay Packers this offseason has been what? Jaire Alexander's gone on the defense. The offensive line has Aaron Banks coming in, which nationally he's not viewed as a major upgrade on that offensive line. The wide receivers, we're talking a lot more negatively about them heading into this season than we were
that
at this point
true.
Last year.
Okay.
So a lot of the conversation has been like last year was essentially the same as the year before, which if you're not getting better, it means you're getting worse. So they didn't get past the first round of the playoffs. They won a couple more games in the regular season. They didn't beat anybody that they should have been that they were an underdog against. They didn't lose against anybody that they were favored against. Like, that was the story last year. It was pretty blah, all things considered.
Mm-hmm.
So stock is up for the Bears. Stock is up for the Vikings. Stock is up for the Lions around the division. Stock isn't
what
up.
What world are you living in? Stock is not up on Detroit. And stock is not up on Minnesota.
The national picture of the NFC North is stock is up everywhere but Green Bay.
No, nobody is saying that.
Yes, they are.
Who?
the NFL Nation.
No, tell me who said that Detroit stock is up. All I've heard all offseason is Detroit has two coordinators that are gone, and they need to prove themselves. Their center retired. They need to prove themselves up front. So what are you talking about? Their stock is up.
Kevin Seifert saying that their stock is up. He's the reporter who covers the Vikings. Albert Breer, NFL Network, says stock is up for everybody but the Packers in the division. I'm telling you that there's multiple examples that the national image is that Detroit is running it back after being a one seed last year. Yeah, they lost their coach, but they still got everybody coming back. They're strong. The Bears have a new head coach and a new system, and they're going to be stronger. The Vikings have J.J. McCarthy, and if he's good, the talent around him is going to be good to elevate him. Like, that's how everyone views it, except the Packers didn't get noticeably better at any specific position outside of Aaron Banks, which we are sold on, but nationally, they're not.
Yeah, I fundamentally disagree with your narrative. So I have a hard time arguing my own point back at you. The NFC North is looked at as a very strong division. Green Bay is looked at as there's a lot of stuff that needs to be proven. Nobody that I know that knows anything about ball is saying Green Bay stinks and their stock is down. They're saying, I don't know. We have to see them take a step forward. And that's what Booger just said. That's more of the question. And I'm looking at it much more of the fact that, yes, Chicago, they had nowhere to go but up. Their coaches stunk last year. That's why they all got fired. Their O-line wasn't good. That's why they brought in a bunch of new players to try and help Caleb Williams develop. And that's why they brought in the hotshot coach, by the way, that took away from Detroit. So you can spin all this, and this is the beauty of July and August in doing football shows, is there's all kinds of speculation. But I don't know anyone that knows anything about football that is saying Green Bay is down and they stink. Everybody that I see is Green Bay's not here, but Green Bay's not here. Green Bay is in that middle 5-6-7. Can they get over the hump against Detroit? Most people that I'm hearing is, well, you know what? Detroit has to prove that Dan Campbell can do this without Ben Johnson and without Glenn. And if they can do that, yeah, their talent is good. But all of a sudden, one of their strengths, their O-line, has a lot of questions. You take the center out of your deal, that makes a lot of questions. So there's a lot of speculation. The Green Bay component to this is, who's going to be your wide receivers? Where's Jordan Love at in his development? Those are your question marks. I don't have anybody saying, oh, Green Bay stock's down, they stink. I don't hear that. Maybe I'm just watching and listening to different things than you.
By comparison to the rest of the division, I think you can look at how there's opportunity for growth for the other teams. And the narrative around the Packers is, how do we avoid this thing going south this
year? Where's the opportunity for growth for Detroit?
Getting over the hump to reach the Super Bowl. Running it back with a bunch of players who were really successful in the regular season each of the last 2 years, have gotten the franchise to new heights, still have the same head coach, still have the same quarterback, and now they have a chance to – they've been there a couple of times. This is a prove-it season now to get over the hump.
And Green Bay doesn't have an opportunity for growth.
Of course, I think the Packers have an opportunity. I am representing the national pundits who are all saying that – the Vikings with J.J. McCarthy surrounded with great talent.
Did the national pundits ask you to represent them?
They did not. Okay. They did not. I have
Fair
taken
enough.
That honor
I just
upon
wanted
myself.
To make sure we're on the same page. Listen, here's the deal. NFC North is going to be a hyper-competitive division again. Anybody that is sitting here telling me that Green Bay has dipped below where they were last year, I don't think they know what they're talking about. And Minnesota, Minnesota's got a great coach. I think what Minnesota's done organizationally, they're really good. And I don't like anything about Minnesota. But I give them credit. And what they did last year was super impressive. Can they do that again with a quarterback that has never taken a snap in an NFL game? Maybe. I certainly have more questions about that than I do about Jordan Love and our offense. And on the Detroit side of it, Jared Goff, I've watched quarterback. Jared Goff came across very likable. I respect him. I think he has done a really good job for what Detroit has asked. But if you don't think there's question marks about how good is he without that center and without that play caller and how he's operated, there are many more questions about that than I do about, is Jordan Love going to be better than he was last year? I would think my answer to that is abso-blankin-lutely. And with Detroit, I don't know. So, yeah, there are question marks for every team, Green Bay included, a bunch. But to sit here and act as if Detroit and Minnesota stock is through their NVIDIA and everybody else is sitting here with I don't know what stocks are down a bunch, but that to me is just crazy talk. And that, you don't know ball if you're thinking that way.
I yield the rest of my time representing the national pundits. To get to Homer coming up next, you can go and place your wager at Hard Rock Casino Rockford on what you think the Packers and the rest of the division will do this year.
The new Hard Rock Casino Rockford features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, including more than 1,300 slots, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop in the Wildy and Tausch crew. We did a little Jordan Love MVP, big odds, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Then just 9.5 wins. We went more. I feel really good about that one. Jesse's won Indiana Pacers to make it to the championship.
Brewers to make the playoffs. Like that one.
That's the fun part about Hard Rock Casino Rockford. You got all kinds of options to do what you feel, your sports opinions. And they also have a great little entertainment venue, 23,000 square feet of premium concert and event space. I think Kevin Hart's coming to town. Jesse went and watched Bradshaw put on the show of his life. Got all kinds of different options down at the Hard Rock Live Entertainment Venue. And you know what? It's only an hour from Madison, right down I-90, a premier entertainment destination, again, just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois.
If Homer was patient enough to wait for us to get to him, he is scheduled to appear next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Whatever you do, make sure do it right.
You know what that music means. Wildy and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch today. Jason's on assignment back tomorrow. We are at Jones Market at Jones Dairy Farm in Fort Atkinson. And wait till the people see what they brought out for us here. Look at this sausage tray. Look at that.
That's a big sausage tray.
There's four different sausages on this sausage.
A lot of sausage.
Chicken sausage, maple sausage, pork sausage. But it's all so good. All right,
no doubt about that.
The bacon was good. That was the warm-up for the sausage.
Yeah, the all-natural little pork sausages really hit the spot.
This is the best day of my life. And now we're joined by Homer. Weekdays 5 to 6 on ESPN Wisconsin, on ESPN Milwaukee, and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Homer, good morning. Second day in a row we get talk to you.
Homer, your favorite remote food of all time. You've been doing the radio game for 40 years. You've done 100, probably done thousands of remotes. What's the best that they just brought the grub and you were like, oh, my God?
Staz's is really good. Their marinara sticks are legendary.
Yep.
But, like, I'm a bad person to ask. I have a palate of a 10-year-old.
Mac and cheese? When you say you have a palate of a 10-year-old, what does that mean?
That means I think Kraft mac and cheese is the greatest mac and cheese ever, and I don't want any other kind of mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I love breakfast cereal. I think Cocoa Krispies is the greatest breakfast cereal. I could eat a box at just about any sitting.
Well,
I mean,
that has
but at
flavor
some point
to it.
At some point your food wishes change and develop. And, like, I don't have any interest in going to an expensive restaurant, I think the exact opposite, because I don't appreciate it. I mean, most of what I eat there, I would say, I'd rather have Kraft macaroni and cheese. That's pathetic. But
so you don't even want to go get, like, a good steak? Or, you know, that's just not in your...
A good steak, maybe, but I don't even appreciate that. Okay. I mean, a steak to me is a steak, so there are some that... So you, for example, really appreciate food and appreciate good food, like on vacation.
Yep.
Food doesn't even exist. I'm happy to go to fast food places on vacation. Vacation is where you travel. Food has nothing to do with it. In fact, when we took our
kids, I don't think I could disagree.
We got
disagree.
A place where you could buy food at the grocery store
yep.
and then just bring it to the mobile home because I don't want to go out to eat. But anyway, you were going to say?
No, I was just going to say I couldn't disagree more because to me,
I know.
Food is such a big part of the culture of the places you go.
Makes the
that you actually get to learn through food what the you know, the people and that culture bring to the table. So, but you know what? That's the beautiful part about our country.
You learn through food. I love that because that has never happened and I will never allow it to happen.
Why not?
Because I don't learn through food.
So if you went to Japan, all you want to do is go to McDonald's and get a burger? Like you go to Japan, you go to Tokyo, you're going to be like, yeah, I just go get me like 6 quarter pounders and I'm good for the week.
Yeah. Yes, I'd be happy with that.
First so you never go to Japan then?
I will, but not for the food. Japan has great things. I'd love to go to anywhere in the world, but not for the food. First time Marquette went to New Orleans, the first place I went to was Burger King. Because we're right down the street. How did you go to Burger King in New Orleans? I don't know.
Was it Cajun, right, like a Cajun Whopper, or what did they do?
No, it was a Whopper. And then I've gone to other places since in New Orleans, which are great. But, yeah, Japan is a great place to go to, with food being 100th on the list of 100.
Yeah,
You go for the people. You go to the various experiences. Sitting down and eating isn't one for me. For you, it might be.
Yeah, it's obviously it's different. And again, that's what's so beautiful about this world. All right, what else is beautiful? Packers training camp is finally going to get going next week.
By the way, I agree with you on your discussion that you just had. I mean,
that's fair.
Detroit was 15-2 last year. There's no way they're going to be 15-2. But
their stock is up, according to Representative National Pundit Jesse Nell. Jesse Nell thinks he is the spokesperson for National Punditry. I don't know where you got that title, but it is.
For the sake of that conversation.
Minnesota's down even more.
I agree.
I think Minnesota's going to be bad.
You don't agree. You just punted it.
I think Minnesota's the last place team in the
NFC
North.
A lot of people are saying. And Homer,
there's only one issue with the Green Bay Packers. Okay, are they good enough to win the division? Yeah, that's what they need to do to make their playoff situation significantly better.
Yes.
And that's all this season is. Are they good enough to beat Detroit? Mm-hmm. Or has Detroit become what Green Bay was for so long?
Yeah, I don't think so, but we shall find out. That's the beauty. I asked Jesse, which Packers player has the most to prove in training camp this July and August? Homer says, easiest thing in the world.
Ben S.
Okay,
not even close.
Well, no, there's.
But nobody. Jordan,
and by the way, Jordan Morgan, who's blue, answered. I said Van Ness. I agree with you. Jordan Morgan is. If he's not ahead of Lucas, he's right there with him.
No, they don't need him. Well, what's the big deal?
I asked what player needs to prove. I didn't say what the Packers need from the player. I asked which player has the most to prove. So it's not the question.
If you don't need him, so what? He has a lot to prove. If he waits another year to prove it, they're fine. You're not starting.
Is Van Ness going to be on the team if he has a bad training camp?
Yes.
So that he does, to me, that means he doesn't have the most to prove.
I think there's other
players who have seen real game
playing
time.
Is Jordan Morgan going to be on the team if he doesn't start?
Yes. Jordan Love has nothing to prove. He's got $50 million coming next year if they lose every game. Well, he's got absolutely nothing to prove.
Not in training camp.
I look at something as important to prove is it's going to make the team better. I mean, the backup long snapper could have more to prove. I don't know, and I don't care. Does it affect the damn team?
I'm looking at guys who have seen significant playing time that could end up getting cut if they have bad training camps. And to me, wide receiver, we know the room is loaded. Dontavian Wicks was a fifth-round pick. I don't know what his contract situation is for the coming year, but with the guys who could get opportunities there, they love Bo Melton. No one has said that Wicks is going to be this great guy that they think it could be a breakout star this year. He's a guy that I think his roster spot could be in jeopardy if he has a bad camp this year.
Who?
Dontavian Wicks. I'm saying that. I'll have to dig further into what his contract situation looks like to see if that's even feasible, if they would do that. But he's a fifth-round pick. He had a ton of drops last year. We know the stock is down on him going into this season. They drafted a wide receiver they think could be a number one. They love Bo Melton so much they're trying him on defense. Wicks would be the first guy off of the list. They're not going to cut Dobbs or Jaden Reed.
Homer?
Well, maybe. I mean, they have so many receivers. Somebody's got to go.
That's what I'm saying.
Based on the numbers. But that's the person they think who's number six. So, like I said, whatever you say it is, it is. You know, it's like Bo Melton. They like him to stay on special teams. I got as much a chance as him at playing cornerback.
I think you're being a bit hyperbolic. I don't think your hips open.
Who's going to play more games at cornerback this year, Homer or him? No, it's going to be a tie.
Well, it might be a tie, right? But I promise you this, if it's not a tie, it's going to be him.
Well, then say it's not going to be a tie. Yes, if it's more likely to be one of us, yes.
Yeah, if it's more likely, it will be him. Homer,
but he's
who
not
else?
Playing.
What?
He's not playing cornerback. It's a
no,
joke.
No, I'm not disagreeing, but I'm saying he's got a better chance of playing corner than you do. That's all. That's
yes,
all
he
I'm
does.
Saying.
You're right.
What do you make of, as far as Jesse's discussion as a national pundit spokesperson, about where Minnesota is? Because I think Minnesota has got a good roster. I think their coach is really good. But you have questions all over the place when it comes to quarterback. You don't have anything if you don't have that answered.
No, I mean, we'll all be disappointed if the Packers don't have a better record than the Vikings.
I agree with that.
I mean, that's where it starts.
Join that club. Jesse doesn't know because he's got Minnesota's stock up.
I agree.
So, I mean, the issue of the Packers, I mean, if you're going to go nationally, is how good Jordan Love is based on whether or not you think last year in his play was the result of injuries. Mm-hmm. If you believe it was because of injuries, then you should still be very high on Jordan Love based on when he played last when he was healthy. If you don't think the injuries were that big a deal, then there is a legitimate question about how good he can be. That's to me, that decides everything. If you believe that Jordan Love can be close to what he was at the end of 2 years ago, the Packers will be fine, because it's going to depend, and it always does, on the quarterback first. I just want to get agreement that everybody thinks that Van Ness stinks, that he's never going to be anything. And if he does, then we have to admit we're wrong.
No, I don't think he stinks. I think his
really?
Pass rushing – no, I think if you look at where he's at, is he – been the impact player you look for from a first-round pick? No, not to this point. But there have been a lot of guys. We went and looked at Trey Hendrickson's stats, and I'm not going to compare the two, but I'm going to just give you a side-by-side look. Trey Hendrickson was not Trey Hendrickson in year one, two, and three. He learned his skill set. He found out how he can win consistently against offensive lines. Lucas Van Ness has all the skills you need. He's big. He's strong. He's long. But he has to come up with some counter moves.
He has no move. He goes right through everybody, and he can't go through them.
I am saying, in a less harsh way of what you're saying, he has to get some counter moves outside of the bull rush and just being, I'm strong, let me work. That's why I believe, and I said this earlier in the show, Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness both are strong, strong players. They both have to get more of a repertoire of moves to get more pressure on the quarterbacks in scenarios. That's why I believe they went with a new defensive line coach. And he, and not saying he has a lot to prove, but that would be something where all of a sudden you see that, you're like, that's why they made that switch. That helped those guys. To say Lucas Van Ness stinks and isn't going to play.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Name a position coach that you believe dramatically changed a player's performance.
Dante Scarnecchia. O-line coach for the Patriots. They win championships. He retires. They stink. They have to beg him to come back. They win another championship. Dante Scarnecchia.
Yeah,
the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs, Spagnuolo. They stink. They can't beat anybody. They bring Spags in, and they win championship after championship.
Hold on. I want to know who the players were and how good they were before the person showed up and when they showed up.
All right, go back and look. Sebastian Vollmer, left tackle for New England, struggled. Old boy Scarnecchia is there. He coaches him up, and he becomes a really good left tackle. Logan Mankins, another guy, good offensive guard, took his game to the next level. David Andrews, a center for New England, same thing. You want to start looking at Kansas City on the defensive side of the ball, you look at Chris Jones. He went from being a good player to being a game wrecker under Spags' guidance and leadership. So I just gave you five examples. Is that enough, or you want more?
No, you gave me two assistant coaches in your 20 years of following the
NFL. Well, what do you want me to do? You really want me to start breaking down assistant coaches and the mark? Fritz Schirmer and Leroy Butler. Hey, Fritz Schirmer and Leroy Butler.
That was
another example.
Leroy Butler was good before Fritz Schirmer.
He was special with Fritz.
They changed his position.
That's the coaching. That's coaching to find where you fit and how you can be an impact player.
Are they changing Lucas Van Ness's position?
We don't know. That's why it's something to prove. He might go more inside. Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Right. I have very seldom heard, oh, the players are going to be much better because now a coordinator, that I have heard, especially offensively. But I don't remember any player saying, you know, change. Though your line coach, people spoke highly of, Campen, but yep, most of the players were pretty good that he made even better. But
isn't that what coaching okay is? Isn't that what coaching is?
No. That's what you say when there's no other reason to think he's going to get better. Because you've watched him play. He had no move. He runs straight through people, but yeah, he's not strong enough. He didn't play at Iowa. And my point is, if he becomes good, everybody should admit they're either surprised or shocked. Now, what is good? Like, how many will he have? 5 sacks in the season? How many of last year?
If he gets over 5 sacks and has more pressures, I think we can look at Lucas Van Ness. That's a successful season for him. I do.
I would agree, and that speaks to where he is.
Yeah, he is not in a great spot for a former first-round pick, no doubt. But that doesn't mean he can't still get better and become a good football player in this league for a long time. We shall see as camp starts next week.
Would you be surprised if he's a good football player in this league for a long time?
Not even a little bit. I would not be surprised at all.
I would be.
Wow. I would be surprised.
That's great. You guys have that opinion, and go for it.
I know. Thanks. We'll see. That's the greatness of the NFL.
That is the beauty of it, Stephen. That is the beauty of it.
Thanks, Homer.
I believe you said that about Kenny Clark way back in the day, too, when he wasn't playing as a first-round pick. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think so. No.
Check the tape.
But I have stated for many years that I felt he's overrated and has never been as good as people say he is. He's hurt. I mean, how many games have you watched where you go, oh, my God, they can't handle it? Oh, but he's double-teamed. Well, then
pretty much every Minnesota Viking game until last year. That's what I
every
thought.
Minnesota Viking game.
Well, go back and watch Kenny Clark annihilate their interior, their O-line. Like, he brought centers to tears if you watch games that he played in Minnesota.
The centers
go back and watch.
Last year? They cried?
Not last year. Last year he was hurt and he didn't have that same impact.
Homer, I was told to have you up by 11.
I got some work to do. I got to go. By the way, the baseball tiebreaker was awesome last night. I give him a lot.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was good.
Not for the regular season, though. Just for the All-Star game, right?
No, I'd be okay with the regular season.
No, you wouldn't.
Why not?
That's too gimmicky.
Well, I mean, out of 162. Win the game in 9 innings.
No.
What are the other playoff teams? What do they do in hockey?
Shootouts.
That's all points. That's points-based, though.
That's 3-3.
Well, the premise is you recognize that 1 out of 162.
California rules are perfect for this. What they're doing now is perfect.
Games
don't go more than 12 innings
anymore.
You don't get more than 12 innings.
I would like 3. Pick a player, 3 swings. You win there. It's better than the second base thing. Do that as a poll question. It'd be better than people would like
it more. You do it on your show. You have a 20-minute show. You got a 20-minute show. You can get a poll up in that 20 minutes.
Nice. I'm leaving after that. Bye.
That was a very nice. Bye, Homer. Weekdays from 5 to 6. He has a full hour on ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Beaver Dam. Wow.
What?
A lot happened in that segment.
Okay.
I'd like to modify my Dontavian Wicks take.
No, you said it.
No, I'd like to modify it.
What did you say?
Well, I looked up the contract, and I forgot that he was not in the same class as Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs, so he has another year to go. So I think that the Packers would look to trade him, not cut him, if they don't like what they're seeing from him during training camp.
Dontavian Wicks will be on this team against the Detroit Lions.
You don't think they signed Mecole Hardman?
Yep.
They're missing Christian Watson, but he'll be back. Jaden Reed.
Christian Watson will more than likely be on PUP. He won't count.
Matthew Golden
will be there. Jaden Reed will be there.
Dobbs
will be there. I would say Dobbs has a better chance of not being there than Wicks.
We'll talk more about it. The players with the most to prove in training camp for the Green Bay Packers, which starts 1 week from today. Coming up next, Wildy and Tausch live from Jones Market at Jones Dairy Farm in Fort Atkinson. Stick around. Wildy and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch today at Jones Market, Jones Dairy Farm in Fort Atkinson. Thanks to Homer, thanks to Brian Bulaga also for joining us at 9 o'clock hour. I never said that after he left, but A lot of fun talking to both of them. If you missed any of the conversation, you can catch up on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Apple, Spotify, of course, download the ESPN Wisconsin app and customize it however you want. Put Wildy and Tausch at the top or any of your other favorite shows like Jim, Matt, and Molly, who will be out here on ESPN Madison at Jones Market from 4 until 6 this evening. So if you can't get over here to catch us today in the morning, that's okay. Come on out in the afternoon, catch Jim, Matt, and Molly, and enjoy all that Jones Dairy Farm and Jones Market have to offer here as well. What have we learned about the training camp conversation at this point?
I think we've learned that there's a lot of talent and a lot of we need to see it. That's what I've learned, because when you start looking at who needs to prove what and where this team is and how it's viewed nationally, how it's viewed locally, there isn't the same certainty that I felt last year. There's more question marks. I believe this, and this sounds crazy, there's more question marks with this team going into this season than there was last year, but I believe there's more talent and more pieces to work with to have better results. And part of it is the growth of the young players that maybe we thought would make a big jump last year and they didn't. The question now is, if you don't make a jump this year, you ain't getting in the pool.
Yeah.
You will be sitting in the sidelines reading a book and probably not – you're not going to be in the pool playing. There's enough young talent that we know. I can guarantee one thing. Edgerrin Cooper is going to be jumping in. He's there. Matthew Golden's going to be in the pool. I don't know if I can say that about everybody else. I don't know. Some guys might just be dipping the toe and then, hey, nope. We're good. We're good. Pool's full. Pool's closed. Game room's closed. And that, to me, is the beauty of what this training camp and where this season is you have a lot of uncertainty and a lot of guys that have a lot to prove in their NFL careers and definitely in their NFL careers in Green Bay.
I think that's a great summary, because even, you know, after saying what I said about Dontayvion Wicks, I don't want that to happen. I think Dontayvion Wicks can be a really good wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers for a lot of years still. I think there's a lot of talent there. I don't think there's anybody on the roster that you look at it going into training camp and you're like, yeah, I think that guy's probably, we'd be better if we cut him. I think time's up on his time in Green. Like, there's nobody that fits that criteria. Everybody has a chance to contribute and be part of a Super Bowl champion squad. I think we all, as Packers fans, feel that way going into this season. But a lot of it is based on potential. Not a lot of it, outside of a handful of players, is based on proven results on the field. And that's what you've summarized.
There
so
you go.
I agree. A lot of Packers fans dreaming fearlessly for the upcoming season that players will take the next step and be part of contending for a championship.
Indeed, and we're excited. We, as a show, will be up at Dream Drive. That is opening. That's the official launch of Packers training camp and the bikes and all the great stuff. That's the beautiful part about Dream Drive and American Family Insurance. They are in every community. They're everywhere, and they have been a proud partner of ours from the jump in for almost 100 years. They've been committed to making your life better with the right home and auto protection. So you are free to go and chase your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
Tausch, notoriously big ESPY guy. We're going to talk a little about the ESPYs of Wisconsin. It's coming up in 2 minutes to kick off the 11 o'clock hour from Jones Market in Fort Atkinson. Don't go anywhere. It's Wildy and Tausch.